Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here for the conversation. Really do appreciate you taking the time. So many important things to talk about. My next guest, John Tamney, president of Parkview Institute and the editor of Real Clear Markets, which is part of Real Clear Politics. Man, you can find so many great topics across Real Clear Politics. Senior fellow at the Market Institute, senior economic advisor to mutual fund firm Applied Finance Group. John, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
A lot of discussions lately about the price of rent and the price of mortgages, of course. And the question that you pose here that got my attention is homeownership destroying the American dream? And, you know, most people look at their house as the biggest investment they make. It's a cornerstone for their investment when they, quote unquote, downsize and go to a smaller home and the kids move out. Oftentimes a chance for them to realize the money that they have generated, the money that they have in the house. But why do you have that question? Why do you think homeownership could be destroying the American dream?
Well, think about it one way. The U.S. is the most dynamic economy in the world. And so if you own a house, you're not as mobile in pursuit of where the opportunity is. We are a nation that was built on restless people who left other continents to get here. And so a house locks you down a bit. It limits your mobility to where the jobs are. You're in Michigan, for example. There were times in the state's history where people migrated from all over the world and all over the U.S. to get there for opportunity. There are times when they've left. A house can lock you in place.
Yeah, that's all true. I mean, in 1960, Detroit was the wealthiest city in America per capita. 20 years later, it was flat broke. Michigan was one of the big states, and then in the next 15 years, we're projected to lose 700,000 more people and a couple more seats in Congress. We've gone from being one of the five wealthiest states to one of the less wealthy states. You're right about all of it.
It's fascinating. Detroit used to be Silicon Valley, and let's be clear that the highest per capita income in the United States was in Flint. But things change, and because they change, we want to be mobile in pursuit. And so think about what a house does to you. For one, it's not always easy to sell. And then if you're lucky enough to sell, let's take a $500,000 house. The commission on that's going to be $30,000. Well, that's over half of the median income in the United States today. And so it really has become expensive to move around. And so we're not saying that people will never own houses. We're not saying that people don't need shelter. Of course they do. We're saying that renting provides the mobility that Americans need in an economy where you never know where the next job opportunity is going to be.
Well, somebody's going to own that rental house, though. And here's the problem with owning a rental house. I'm going to get to your new book here in a second, by the way, written about one of my heroes, clearly. But the rental market is so high, it's really difficult. $1,800 for a one-bedroom, $2,200 for a two-bedroom. I saw young people on social media screaming about the cost of renting, right? And it's all part of this, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, but they're not that happy about it. I've got to be honest, John, they're not too happy at all.
I don't know when anyone's ever been happy with rent, but at least with rent,
fair point.
You have two things. You can get out of it. You can do short term so that you can be mobile in pursuit, all those good things. But also when you're renting, someone else has to take care of the house for you, which is a big, big deal. You and I could not do what we do. You and I think about and write about and talk about ideas all the time. But I can tell you for me, I can't describe you. In my case, if you told me, hey, John, you got to go fix the house you live in, go fix the shower head, go check on the air conditioning unit, something's wrong with it, I wouldn't know what to do, at which point I would hire someone, and that person could tell me anything. And I'd say, oh, yeah, sure. What does it cost?
That's right. I own rental houses. I didn't care for it much. I didn't care for being a landlord, I'll tell you that. But here's something I do want to ask you about, because you've made something occur to me. BlackRock, State Street, some of these others have been buying up single-family homes between $200,000 and $400,000. And what I learned about this a number of years ago, I said, they believe, my opinion, they believe that the government at some point is going to be paying them rent. They believe the government's going to be picking up that bill. That's why I believe they're buying those houses and renting them, because they believe at some point the government's going to come in and say, you know, having a house is a human right, and we must do these things, and then they're going to dole out money. That's my guess. Am I on the wrong track?
I think you're onto something interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way, but it's entirely possible that that's one of their speculations. I think they're also speculating just on scarcity, that there are this many people who will be demanding houses. There are this many houses. There's a real opportunity
here. Well, if you're a landowner, right, and you get Section 8 money for low income and it's guaranteed money, some landlords will take that all day long and they'll meet the bare minimums of being a slumlord, for lack of a better term. But if those monies are higher because we have 10 million new people in the country that came in over the border, then they need a place to stay. And you've got all these other people that need a place to stay, which is driving the price up. But the government's going to guarantee those rents? I've thought that for a long time, that these people are speculating that the government's going to pay that rent sometime in the not too distant future. And it's a great investment because it's guaranteed cash flow.
Well, and you're, to be clear, you're right. One of the things that we talk about and that I talk about a lot is that housing is the most subsidized economic good in the United States. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's a both party thing. They have a love affair with housing. Housing's the sacred cow. They always throw money at it. They always throw subsidies at it. So I don't think you're wrong for a second. I think you and I would both agree how unfortunate. Why would you need to subsidize consumption? What are we getting from this? What we're subsidizing the consumption of a market good that basically locks people down to varying degrees, limits their mobility to where opportunities are greatest.
Right. So let's talk about that new book just for a moment, bringing Adam Smith into the American home. Now, unfortunately, most Americans couldn't tell you who Adam Smith is or why he's important or why he even matters. I don't think he ever actually stepped foot in America. He's Scottish, but he wrote Wealth of Nations, one of the most important things ever written. I think that what we have in this country that's a problem, John, is a lot of financially illiterate people. We should be teaching financial literacy in elementary, middle school, and high school, and on through college. We don't. We should have Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. We should have Morton Friedman videos playing, and we should talk about Wealth of Nations. We do none of those things. But tell me about the book, Bringing Adam Smith into the American Home, because first of all, you have to make people aware of who he is, don't we?
Well, let's never forget that Americans don't know a lot of things. That's why we're the richest country on earth. Americans just are too busy running their businesses. They're too busy creating things. And so, we could be more like Europe, where people are far more informed about the world. But I prefer the American way. Americans don't have time for certain things. They just have time for making money. And I just think that's an American thing. Adam Smith was reporting on the rise of the natural thing that is capitalism. He was reporting on it, on its activity around the world that people produce in order to get. And one of the things that he said, he wrote a lot about housing. He said, is that when you buy a house, you're not curing cancer. You're not curing heart disease. You're not creating the next big thing in technology. You're just consuming something. You're consuming this object that limits you to a plot of land when, in fact, if you own stocks, you're basically a citizen of the world. And so he was saying, why should people be so eager to own land? They should be more aggressively owning shares of companies so that they can be mobile in pursuit of the best opportunity that lifts their unique skill set. And so that's what the book is about. It's saying, why are we so focused on owning houses? How counterproductive and how expensive it is once we own a house to get out so that we can go to the next great thing.
John, I'm a believer in all of the above because I like having a little bit of dirt to kick around on, run the dogs, do whatever. But I also like being mobile and seeing new things all the time. I agree with all of the above, if that's all right. John Tamney, he's an editor at Forbes, Real Clear Politics. Real Clear Markets as well. He's a guy that knows a thing or two. He is financially literate. John, I'll give you the last word.
Well, the last word is this, that the most important thing that we can do in the United States right now is take our talents to the highest level. You and I love what we do. And how sad if we were limited to a part of the United States where we couldn't exercise what we think is our unique genius. And so ultimately what we're talking about is mobility. And that's what Adam Smith was talking about hundreds of years ago. Why are Americans so rich? Because we're restless amid abundance.
And we work a lot.
Maximize our talents.
John Tamney, I have to leave it right there. John Tamney, the new book, Bringing Adam Smith into the American Home. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is The Steve Gruber Show.